Hello everyone, I'm Robert Reddin, the Content Marketing Guru. Today I'll be giving you 6 tips for creating content that sticks. The average person can create good quality content that sticks with the consumer, and I'll show you how. Here's the bottom line. You have to have the right mindset. 21st century consumers do not want to be sold to. They want information that helps them to make a better buying decision or helps them solve their problem. You can create content that sticks with the consumer if you follow these 6 tips. Tip number 1, stop selling and start helping. Stop trying to sell to your prospect. Instead, you need to focus on helping the consumer by providing genuinely helpful content. Selling brings you a customer today, but being helpful creates customers for life. Stop trying to create content that sells and start helping others. Tip number 2, identify customer needs. For your marketing to be successful, you have to understand what consumers need to make a better decision and how you can improve their lives by providing it. Search engine data, social chatter, and web analytics offer helpful information, but sometimes the very best approach is just to ask consumers what they want. Jack Welch of GE once told an up-and-coming GE executive, "Go talk to our customers. They never lie to you." Surveys are also a good way of getting this information. Tip number 3, map customer needs to useful marketing content. Your content should be designed to convert a suspect into a prospect and then convert them into a buyer. Once they become your customer, use your content to retain their loyalty and become repeat buyers. You cannot do this unless you really understand what your prospective customers need. Only then can you focus on mapping your content to match those needs. Tip number 4. Market your marketing. You'll need to put your content everywhere that prospective buyers might find it. It's like scattering seeds. Some of your seeds will take root and grow. Here are some places to scatter your seeds. On your website's homepage, or at least a teaser and a link to where they can find the content. Share it on social media. Use the big 4, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google+. Also consider Pinterest and SlideShare. Not forgetting, of course, that LinkedIn owns SlideShare. Include it in a newsletter, email it, or a link to it to your mailing list. If you have employees, email it to them. Email it to your affiliates. Make a simple video and put it on YouTube or Vimeo. Make an audio and put it on iTunes. Tip number 5, make helping a process, not a project. Nothing stays the same forever. A consumer's needs may be different tomorrow than they are today. Furthermore, new technologies open the doors to new ways of delivering your helpful content. Do you remember photographic film and audio cassette tapes? Both were made obsolete by digital formats. Technologies change. People also change. You have to adapt and continue adapting so you always meet the consumer's needs. It's a process of evolution. Helping the consumer, which is what content marketing is all about, is not a one-off task. It's a continuous process built on the exact same principles that all other types of ethical marketing are based on. And those principles are helpful content, serving a specific niche, building a relationship of trust and confidence with the people in your niche. Tip number 6, keep score. Your content marketing has a serious purpose, that is to help you achieve your business goal. So unless you want it to be relegated to the status of a hobby, it must be measured effectively. You should develop and use metrics in these 4 areas. Number 1, consumer metrics. You'll want to know how many times your website was visited, but keep in mind that you are not just looking for the number of visitors. You want to know the answers to these questions. How they came to your website? Was it from a search engine or a piece of your content? What page did they land on? Was that a link in a piece of your content? What pages did they visit on your website? How long did they stay on your website? From what page did they leave your website? Where did they go after leaving your website? And where are they from? Number 2, advocacy and sharing metrics. It's useful to know the level of support you're getting and how often your content is being shared. You'll want to monitor the sharing of your content on the big 4 sites, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Google+. And remember, also consider Pinterest and SlideShare. Number 3, lead generation metrics. Here you want to know that when someone is reviewing your content, they are considering making a purchase. So make it simple for them. Don't overwhelm them with complex forms to complete. It will just give them a reason to leave your site. If your content is genuinely helpful, buyers will contact you after they've finished doing their research. Number 4, sales metrics. If you can track where the buyer came from to get to your website as a result of which content, you can create metrics to measure sales from initial contact to buyer. If you can, automate the collection of this data. Measuring if and how your helpful content is assisting in the achievement of your business goals will help to keep you on the right track. Alternatively, it will provide the evidence to justify switching tracks. Follow these 6 tips and you'll be on your way to creating valuable, high-quality content that sticks with the consumer. The key is to position yourself not as a salesperson, but as a valuable resource. Ask yourself and your customers what they need and then satisfy that need. I'm Robert Reddin, the Content Marketing Guru. Thanks for listening.